Today's episode is brought to you by money. Whoever said it can't buy you happiness obviously has never bought a Happy Meal. Welcome to episode 7 of Wait, What Just Happened? I'm Terrence.
And I'm Bailey.
And thank you for joining us once again. Megan has the week off. She has some relatives that are visiting her, so it's nice to kick back and relax, although I'm sure that's not what she's doing. Her and Katie are always on the go doing something or another.
Is it just me, or does it like feel really weird to imagine that we're coming back to a world where like we can see our relatives?
Yeah. You know, to start to come back to really pre-COVID times, to start to be able to hug people. And
it's so strange. I hugged my grandma for the first time in well over a year this past week, and like got home and almost just started sobbing because it was made me so happy to be able to actually like touch my family members again and not have to wave from 6 feet apart.
You know, it's crazy that we take that kind of stuff for granted. You know, it's because like, oh, yeah, they're always there. I'm going to, you know, I can always pop over and just get a hug every now and then. And then something like COVID happens. And well, you know, you're not able to have that contact for more than a year. So it just makes it more extra special, you know, whenever you're able to do it.
Definitely.
So something happened late last week that was completely unexpected, but a very nice surprise. And no, it wasn't a hug, although that would have been nice and completely unexpected, because I don't know who would have done it. So a few weeks ago, I bought into the whole hype of Dogecoin and purchased a couple thousand shares. Have you ever heard of Dogecoin, Bailey?
Yeah, I've heard of it, never really done any sort of research into the cryptocurrency whatnot, but I'm familiar with the stock market, so I'm assuming it's sort of along the same lines.
Yeah, so it's a completely made up cryptocurrency. It started off as a meme, Doge, you know, the dog, or some people call it doggy coin.
I love the Doge.
Yeah. Well, it's garnered a lot of attention this past year, and more so than just this past week, where it has literally exploded onto the scene from, I think, about 5 cents a share to its high of 47 cents a share on Friday evening. That is so crazy to think about, because if you're throwing a couple thousand shares, you know, into the mix, that suddenly becomes a lot of money, even though it only jumped up like 42 cents. It's just mind-boggling to think about, and it's up more than 5,000% this year, and it's still climbing. And that is crazy to think about for something that is it's not physical. You can't go out to the store and, you know, or the bank and get like some Dogecoin out. You can't withdraw it. You can't, you know, you can't do all the kind of things that you can with regular physical currency. It just makes me wonder, like, how high is this thing going to go? Where is the ceiling? And should I cash out now?
Well, how invested do you want to get in your Dogecoin adventure?
I'm a greedy little bitch. I mean, that's just the harsh truth. I am so greedy because I'm like, yeah, you know what? No, it'll climb back up. I'm very optimistic whenever it comes to the stock market, even though it's screwed me over 200 or 300 times already. I simply don't learn. You know, and
okay. Gotta diversify, Terrence.
I know. Now, let's be very, very clear. This is a form of gambling. And if you cannot afford to do it, you shouldn't. There's people that can afford to throw some serious money at the stock market and at Dogecoin and not have to worry about whether or not they're going to lose it. I see it all the time on Wall Street Bets and other Reddit communities where people will take snapshots of their money that they invest in these companies. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, just threw another $200,000. Let's go off to the moon. And I'm like, dang, you know, that must be nice to have 200 G's to throw at, you know, as a made up cryptocurrency.
I feel really good with like my $200 investment that I do.
Yeah. Yeah. No joke. That's the way I felt this this past week. And as of this recording, I am holding. I believe, as the cool kids on Reddit say, I've got diamond hands, although they're shaking like leaves right now. So I'm in it for the long run. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to go to the moon, but I've got faith, I guess.
It was so funny. I went and got my taxes done this week. I was a real procrastinator, and I did it the day before I know taxes were extended, but the state deadline was still April 15th. So I went and got mine done on April 14th. And my tax preparer, she asked, you know, have you purchased any of this online currency? I'm like, man, this is such a weird world to think about, that now we have to answer questions about fake money on taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. have you purchased any cryptocurrency? Have you incurred any losses? And I'm like, nope, haven't lost. It's still climbing. Diamond hands. Oh, that sucks. I forgot you guys have state income tax. We don't have that here in Texas. Well, yes, it is. It is very nice. But, you know, you lose some things. You lose out on a few things in your community, mm-hmm. if you don't pay state income tax. So that's a bummer there, but I'm still thankful I don't have to pay it. Well, I guess where should we start this week with our news stories? Because there's a couple of them that involve money. Okay, this first one, a woman has tried to use a $1 million bill at the dollar store.
She wanted to get the biggest return she could for the difference between her purchase.
Well, she should have shopped at the 99-cent store then. I mean, that would have been a hell of a lot better. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But according to the article over on The Smoking Gun, two women sought to use a $1 million bill to purchase merchandise at a Dollar General store in Tennessee. I'm so glad this was not Florida or California or even Texas. According to investigators, the duo appeared last Monday morning at the convenience store in Marysville. It's a Knoxville suburb. Their attempt to use the counterfeit bill was thwarted by a Dollar General employee who called the cops. You know, much as with the stories that we discuss on the show, it kind of makes you think, like, what were people thinking? Do they think that the store really has changed for a $1 million bill? Do they even think that $1 million bill exists?
Exactly. Yes. And she claims that the church gave her this $1 million bill. Why is a church going to be giving you $1 million? Shouldn't that be the other way around?
One of the ladies claimed that she was going to use the money to purchase items for care packages for homeless individuals. And then it's so funny because the lady that was riding with her, says that she was only riding with the other lady to run errands today. That was it. Nothing, yep, like throwing
everyone
your
everyone believes you.
I know, nothing like throwing your partner under the bus, right?
Might as well run them over with the bus too.
So they were not arrested. Incident was classified by the sheriff's office as fraud by false pretenses. Instead, they were issued a verbal no trespass warning, which basically they were kicked out of the store, and they were prohibited from returning to that Dollar General location. The bill, though, because, you know, everybody's wondering, well, what about the bill? I mean, so the bill was confiscated by police and they used it to purchase Dogecoin. No, I'm kidding. the counterfeit bill was confiscated by the police and placed into evidence.
I wonder whose face was on the bill.
That's what I want to know. Whose face would be? What would the back of the bill look like? I mean, would it be like Elon Musk or something?
It would be like gold plated.
Yeah. No
joke. It would have to be like extremely fancy.
That's crazy, though. I don't understand what made these people think that was a good idea.
Greed.
That's what it comes down to. Yeah. Well, the guy in this next story wishes that he had paid with a $1 million bill. I can tell you that. I wish that. Well, he probably wishes that was the least of his problems. Get this: a guy accidentally shoots himself while trying on pants in a Walmart dressing room. That's
another story out of Tennessee.
Another story out of Tennessee. I think the most shocking thing out of the story is that Walmart dressing rooms are now open. That's the big takeaway here. No. he was tried on another pair of pants. He pulled his pants off when the pistol fell out of his pocket, hit the floor, and discharged, striking him in the leg. He was taken to a hospital in the area. An update on his condition isn't available yet, but no other injuries were reported in the store. You know, if you're going to carry, at least carry correctly, I would say.
Secure your firearm.
Yeah.
It's probably always a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guarantee you this will be the last time he does it. Yeah. At least I hope.
Oh, poor man.
Yeah.
At least it was only his leg. Like, it could have been much worse considering the proximity to some other body parts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would have been a good real shit or bullshit story. Man accidentally shoots himself in testicles. Oh, God. I wonder if that'd be called, like, homicide, since he'd be killing. Never mind. That would be getting too technical. Anyway, our next story is an alcoholic monkey getting a life sentence in India after attacking 250 pedestrians. An alcoholic monkey.
Where do you even start with this story?
He has been sentenced to a life behind bars. Shouldn't he have been behind bars in the first place? I'm just saying. He went on a rampage.
A pet monkey.
Yeah. Well, yes. He's okay. So he's a 6-year-old pet monkey. His name is Kalua. Kalua. Poor thing.
That just reminds me when I was in high school, and my initials are Bar. And one of my teachers, my sophomore year of high school, said, "Oh, someone's destined to be a drinker. This poor monkey has the same issue."
Aw. I would have been like, "Someone's destined to be a lawyer," if that was the case for you, you know? B-A-R, bar. Did you pass the bar? I passed a bunch of bars.
I only went into one.
But this poor guy, this poor monkey here, the victims themselves were primarily women and girls, and they had to have plastic surgeries to repair the bite wounds left by the monkey. Local authorities said that the monkey was formerly owned by an occultist who routinely supplied him liquor to drink, which turned him into an alcoholic. They said the monkey became very aggressive 3 years ago when his owner died and left him no avenue to acquire more alcohol. I honestly feel so sorry for this monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has a severe addiction, and he's not able to satisfy that addiction. So I don't blame him for going absolutely apeshit. They did place him in isolation, but they had not observed any change in the primate's aggressive behavior. Well, obviously not. I mean, he still has an addiction problem. Putting him in isolation is going to further aggravate it. They tried to calm him with a vegetarian diet, but they are unsuccessful in doing that. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. In the article, they don't go into any more detail on what they're doing to help him curb his addiction. I just really hope the poor little thing is getting the help that he needs, and hopefully he's able to, or he's allowed to, live out the rest of his life.
Yeah, hopefully he's able to make some sort of recovery. Like, this is just so sad to think that someone would knowingly give alcohol to their pet.
Yeah, Yeah. Well, speaking of going crazy, that's what a former employee did at a Walmart in Concord, North Carolina, early Friday morning. And this happened probably about 2 weeks ago at this point. But the incident happened around 6 a.m., so no customers were present, but employees were there. Luckily, no one was injured, but the store was left with an expensive mess. This dude straight up drove through the entrance and down the aisles of this Walmart. I mean, he didn't just go through, like he plowed into the building. And I mean, Walmart provides those little, you know, motorized carts. I guess he didn't want to use them. No, I'm kidding. They said
just reaching his hand out his window, tossing stuff in the backseat as he goes.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. This guy was arrested. He is currently in the county jail being held on $100,000 bond. He faces two felony charges, including assault on a government official with a deadly weapon, breaking and entering, as well as other misdemeanor charges. And it all stemmed with his termination happening this past February. He seemed to have a problem with the way management was handling that issue. Was handling an issue that he had with them.
I think there's better ways to take out your anger on your former employer.
Hopefully this Walmart can get back into business. I'm sure the one down the street will be, you know, just fine for other customers to go to. But nonetheless, yeah, it's very, very expensive property damage happening there. Okay, so remember how I said that these news stories are going to start involving money? Well, okay, yes, the one previously, yeah, property damage, yada yada. But get this, a married woman pays a professional cuddler $80 an hour to hold her. It sounds like an article out of The Onion, but it's not. But it is not. There's not much to go into behind the story here, other than like, okay, she's married. Why would she need a professional cuddler? You know, isn't that supposed to be the job of your spouse?
Well, in reading this, she basically only uses it when her and her husband are apart from each other. So for work or what have you, when they're not able to be together, that's when she uses this service.
So, yeah, she says that her husband doesn't mind that she uses it. In fact, she's totally open about it with him, and she doesn't care what anyone else thinks. So fuck anybody else's opinion. And the cuddler himself says business is booming. What a job to put on your resume.
I would hope this like isn't in peak COVID time.
I didn't think about that.
But you know, this totally makes me think when I was in college, there was an app that came out. It was called Cuddler, and it was literally marketed as like Tinder, but for cuddling. And so you swipe on whatever person and they'd just come over and supposedly you would just hang out and cuddle. And like the whole idea just creeped me out because I imagine people would just take advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have some serious willpower to not move any further, I guess, because there's a bit. I mean, whenever you touch somebody, there's, you know, a little bit of, I'm not going to say chemistry, but you know, there's just that energy that's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only natural, you know, to kind of explore that energy, yada, yada. But being somebody, you know, a professional that does this, I don't know. I mean, I consider myself a professional cuddler. There's only going to be one person to be able to kind of, you know, confirm that. But it's, I don't understand. I'm trying to find a date on this article as well. And I'm not seeing one.
Yeah, I didn't see one either. I'm going to tell myself it was before the pandemic.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yep.
Well, our next story is, okay, so it's kind of a wait, what just happened kind of story, but it's kind of serious. Remember how a couple of episodes ago, you guys might remember us talking about oat milk from Starbucks. Katie had made a recommendation for a particular drink, and I had since tried it, and I loved it. It was the brown sugar oat milk, cold brew, something. I can't remember it, but
you loved it so much you don't even know the name.
Well, I mean, I remember I used to get it, and I would have to like focus on like whenever I was talking to like the
pray
the
it was on the menu board behind them so you could read it off of them.
Exactly. And like sometimes I would stutter it and I'd be like, can I get one of those shaken oat milk things? They're like, yeah, we know what it is. But I went to Starbucks the other day and I noticed, oh wow, it's not on there. Well, Starbucks is running out of oat milk a month after adding it to its menus nationwide. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I know during the pandemic, a lot of things went through shortages, and one of my coworkers drinks oat milk, and she was complaining that everybody was in the stores buying oat milk because their almond milk or soy milk or whatever was out of stock. And she's like, but you don't even regularly buy oat milk. Like, leave it to those of us that do.
Yeah. A Starbucks spokesperson told CNN Business on Tuesday that due to high demand, some customers may experience a temporary shortage of oat milk at their store. And in the meantime, they might consider swapping in soy milk, almond milk, or coconut milk instead. Now, they're not attributing the shortage to the popularity of specific beverages, but rather people just ordering more oat milk, more, I guess, more plant-based
things.
Using
it as their milk substitute more frequently.
Yeah. There you go. So Starbucks and Oatly is the company that supplies the oat milk to Starbucks. They didn't comment on whether the supply constraints were directly related to the temporary shortages that some Starbucks locations are facing, but I'm positive that's the case. But hopefully within the next couple of weeks to months, it'll start to be regularly available at your local Starbucks. It's good. You should try it. It is one of my favorites.
So frustrating to try to order your favorite drink and they tell you that they can't make it. Especially when you order through the app, because until you get to the store, you don't know. So you're driving to your Starbucks and you're like, yes, this is going to be exactly what I wanted for my day. And then you get there and they say, oh, we don't make that anymore. We're all out of XYZ.
It's a shock. It's a shock for sure. Hey, speaking of shock, get this. For our next story, a woman in eastern China had the shock of her life when she found out that her son was marrying her long-lost daughter. The reunion occurred in right at the would-be spouse's wedding in China on March 31st. Now, the discovery was made after the woman noticed a birthmark on the bride's hand, which looked strikingly similar to that of her long-lost child. Now, determined to uncover the truth, the woman mustered the courage to ask the bride's parents whether she was adopted. After explaining her story and the identical birthmark, the bride's parents eventually confirmed that their child had been adopted. Details were quickly ironed out, and the bride confirmed that she was indeed the woman's long-lost biological daughter. It turns out that she went missing as a child and was picked up by her adoptive parents on the roadside some 20 years ago. So, hey, moral of the story is if you find a kid on the side of the road, pick it up and keep it. The wedding could have been called off at this point, but the woman also revealed that her son, her now daughter's groom, was also adopted. So no intermixing of the genes there. So I'm sure the kids are going to turn out fine.
Well, this whole story is just a mind fucker.
It really is. Yeah. The wedding proceeded as planned. And the photos actually went viral on Chinese social media. So that is, it's pretty crazy. It really is. If you want to read the article, it is on Yahoo News. Woman discovers her son's bride is her long lost daughter. Wow. Okay. You know, so many questions here. Like, how did she go missing? Like, was she not being watched? Was there nobody watching her? Did she not talk to the people that picked her up? Did these people not bother to try to find her parents? You know, that just there's a lot of questions that I would have surrounding this. And I'm kind of wondering if maybe the authorities at this point should be asking these questions.
I mean, it's definitely, I think, worth looking into, but at the same time, it all ended well and nothing that we know happened bad. Clearly, Mom raised her adopted son to have good taste.
That's true. Yeah. Well, much love and happiness to the married couple. And wow, what a story to tell your kids one day of what happened at your wedding. That's crazy. Okay, our final story here. Let me ask you a question before we jump into this. Have you ever gotten so drunk that you thought you were in one place and you woke up and you were actually in another?
No. I've always been like aware.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Okay. So you've never woken up, like, you've never gotten drunk at a party in, like, San Francisco and woke up and you were suddenly in, like, Seattle?
I found myself in bed in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, a little bit closer to home, I guess. Well, okay, so this Marine veteran condemns marijuana and he says he toked up in Kentucky and he woke up in Kenya.
What a trip.
So the guy is he's also a media personality. His name is Greg Kelly, and he tweeted, "Smoking weed, aka grass, is not a good idea. I've tried it back in the day and was worse than anything that happened to Hunter Biden." Oh, he's one of those. Okay, I toked up with some buddies in Kentucky and woke up 4 days later in Nairobi, Kenya, with no idea what happened. Don't do drugs.
Sir, I think you got roofied.
I think that was laced with something yeah. I mean, if in fact it is true at all, I don't know. This guy, okay, so there's a lot of non-truths to this story because this guy, he's famous for, he's been dubbed the male Karen. Which was a designation given to him by a McDonald's employee. And it's because he tweeted, I can't even read this with like almost a straight face. "I went to a McDonald's and there was no McFish on the menu. When the hell did that happen? Is it permanently banned or is it just my local McDonald's? I demanded to see the manager, but they accused me of being male Karen. So I walked out." There's no McFish.
This man has clearly never been to a McDonald's.
Yeah.
First off, because he doesn't know how to spell it, and there's a picture of the darn thing in his tweet. Second of all, when has it ever been called a McFish? It's a fillet of fish, sir.
Yeah, yeah, fish fillet of fish. It's not a McFish, and I mean, yes, if we wanted to go to the other, you know, look at this from the other angle, the employee could have just been. Said, "Hey, you know, we have the fish fillet. That's probably what you're talking about, right?" Although I'm sure if he did that, he would have been like, "No, it's called the McFish." Okay, well,
there's no reasoning with people like this.
Yeah, yeah, no shit. Nevertheless, I don't even know how to wrap this one up.
Smoke weed with your at your own risk.
Smoke weed with your passport, I guess. I don't know. Always have your passport handy. I don't know. It reminds me of an episode of Friends. Yeah. So okay. So that's that's that. That's about it for our news stories. We had 8 of them this week, which is pretty cool. I like.
There's a lot of crazy in the world.
Like the crazy. Yeah. Where would we be without the crazy? Let's go ahead and get to this week's Those Were the Days COVID edition. Okay, things are starting to open back up. We've already discussed this and we've already said that we're going to start traveling. And we've already booked several trips or a trip or, you know, just getting out and about. Bailey, we all know that you're headed to St. Louis, as you had stated on last episode. Are you doing anything special to prepare? Are you taking any special precautions?
You know, I don't think so. Because, I mean, I've always been extremely cautious during this whole pandemic. I wash my hands. I use the sanitizer. I carry wipes around. I always wear my mask. In fact, since they've recommended double masking, I've done that as well. So I'm fully vaccinated. I am over 2 weeks past my second vaccination at this point. So I'm not going to be doing anything out of the ordinary things that I'm already doing to keep myself and others safe.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the most that we can do, right? We can just take the precautions that we normally take. I mean, we've been living with this virus for the past year already, more than a year. We've learned to live with it, essentially. We've learned to be careful. We've learned to sanitize our hands, watch the surfaces that we touch, you know, mask up, of course. We have the vaccines now. As long as you're taking all these just general precautions, I think that, you know, that's the most that we can do. I will be heading to Vegas in about a month and a half, and it'll be the first time that I've traveled since July. And, you know, I traveled right in the middle of the pandemic, and I took the proper precautions and all that other stuff. So I'm really looking forward to it. But I'm also, I don't know if I put in the document here that I'm a little apprehensive, but I don't know if apprehensive is the right word. I'm excited. I'm excited that I'm finally getting to go somewhere. I don't know the right word for it.
It just feels so strange to think about travel as even being an option.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It, for the last 15 months, all I've done is, okay, maybe not 15 months. We're not quite at that point yet, but for the last 13 or so months, you know, all I do is I go to work and I go home and I buy my groceries and occasionally I go out and do something outdoors. And it, like, now that it travels kind of back on the table, and like even the cruise lines are talking about opening back up and tours and whatnot, like it feels like there's so many options in the world, and I'm getting like decision fatigue thinking about what I could do.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I've mentioned this on the show, but I have gotten both of my vaccinations. So the entire panel now has gotten all of our vaccinations, so we're fully vaxxed up. And it was I got my last one just a couple of days ago, so I'm going to wait the 14 days. Of course, this will be well within the time period that I'll be heading to Las Vegas. But I mean, I think the most that we can do is just take things in moderation. I mean, it's like you haven't had your favorite food or your favorite drink in a long time, and then now suddenly it's available to you, and there, you know, your body's saying, "Hey, I want a piece of this. I want to drink this. I want to try this." But, you know, we've all got to do it in moderation, because, you know, we're still living in this pandemic. And there is a certain amount of risk in going places still. And all it takes is just, you know, one little slip up, and it's easy to get complacent whenever you are traveling and you're thinking, oh, you know, I've done this and, you know, nothing's happened to me. So I'm just going to keep, you know, I'm going to keep touching this rail as I go down the stairs, or, you know, I'm just going to take my mask off, you know, for a couple of minutes here in this crowded room of people, which I don't know why you would do that yet. I mean, okay, maybe. I don't know. I don't know when we get to the point whenever, you know, we can do that. But I mean, that's a whole other discussion too. But it feels so strange, and I just recommend, like, we take it all in moderation. I mean, I'm not going to be going out to, you know, every single place that I've wanted to go to since last year. You know, I'm not going to live the last year of my life in like 2 or 3 months, you know, that's not going to happen, because that'll be just overkill, and that'll be putting myself at risk. So
yeah, it would be irresponsible.
Yeah.
Just because you've gotten the vaccine, it's not the Captain America super soldier serum, you know, you still have to take the precautions, and just, you know, you're not completely invincible from the virus. You can still get sick. Your chances are just much slimmer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, moving on to our next segment, it is time for Real Shit or Bullshit. And Bailey, you are the lucky solo contender.
I'm
for
all on my own this week.
I don't
have Megan to piggyback off.
The pressure is on. Okay.
Shake him out.
First story here. Man in astronaut suit walks from Miami to Orlando to test durability.
Real shit.
That is bullshit. next one. A butcher discovers dog collar tags in 12-foot alligator stomach.
Real shit.
That is real shit. Yeah.
Alligators eat some weird stuff.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah. Woman gets pregnant while already pregnant.
Bullshit.
This is actually real shit. This just happened.
Wow.
Yeah. I think she gave birth just this past couple of weeks. I encourage you guys to go and look at that story. That is something else. All right, next one. Trans-Siberian Orchestra performs on Siberian train.
Bullshit.
That is bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. We're still two in the middle of COVID for me to think that's an option yet.
Woman finds snake in the toilet. Police realize it's just poo.
Please be bullshit.
It is, in fact, real shit.
Oh, my God. How?
Yeah, that's the major question,
like,
right?
Was it moving?
I hope not. Oh, man. It's going to be disconcerting. I'm going to be, like, checking below and stuff from now on. Oh, my God. Cashier arrested in Japan for allegedly using photographic memory to steal credit card information of 1,300 customers.
That sounds like real shit.
That is real shit, yeah. Man breaks into home, hides in washing machine with 5 boxes of frosted cornflakes.
Bullshit.
It is bullshit, yep.
That would be a big washing machine.
Man dissolves after falling into acidic Oregon hot spring.
Real shit?
It is real shit, yeah. Airplane mechanic steals Alaskan Airlines plane from Seattle Tacoma Airport.
Real shit.
It is real shit. And our last one. In an effort to curb DWIs, small Texas town bans cars and trucks.
It's Texas. I'm going to say real shit.
Oh, goodness. I really, really wish that this was real, but it is not. I was trying to find a way to incorporate horses into it, but it didn't happen.
I mean, I could see if it was a small enough town, like if it's just one of those like one road towns, you don't necessarily need him.
Yeah. 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 No, that's true. I mean, gosh, you talk about sleepy Texas towns. I have driven through some town, like, I don't even know how the fuck they're towns. Like, you drive through and it says population like 4 or something, or population 20, and you look and
that's
it's
crazy.
It's like a bank, and it's like the bank that you used to draw whenever you were like 5 years old. It says bank at the top, and it's like old and decrepit, and the building's leaning and stuff like that.
It's makes something out of a Western.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it has like one gas station with like half a pump in it.
They only offer one type of fuel.
And it's leaded. oh, God. Yeah, it makes me wonder, like, how can you live in a place like that? I guess some people like the seclusion. I don't know. Maybe it's cool to live out there. I haven't tried it myself, but I don't know. Well, I think that is about it. We've gone all over the place with this episode. Alcoholic monkey to $1 million bills at the dollar store and waking up in places we didn't even know. There's just so many things that that happened in this episode. I think we didn't go to Florida. But did we
go to Florida
this week? No,
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness,
monkey was in India. The first two were in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the Walmart? Oh no, that was in like North Carolina.
Right.
The cuddler was New York. The oat milk is everywhere. The mm-hmm. bride is China and Kentucky and Kenya. We didn't go to Florida.
What? What? I am shocked.
Or Texas or California.
Oh, my goodness. This is a milestone episode, y'all. And there we went to Texas. So, wow. Okay. I'm shocked. Really am shocked. It was nice not visiting Florida. Although I feel like we haven't done the episode justice if we haven't been to
we'll
Florida.
We'll have to make up for it next week.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll do all stories from Florida next week. Next episode. Yeah.
Oh, Megan will really feel like we're picking on her.
I know. But yeah, well, I've had a lot of fun this week. And if there's anything that made you go, wait, what just happened? Send it on in to us. And if you enjoyed the show today, please tell a friend about our podcast. Chances are, if you like it, they'll like it too. Also, let other people know what you think about our show by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. It really does help us out, you guys. If there's anything that made you go, wait, what just happened? Send it in to us, wwjhpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the show on Twitter at wwjhpodcast and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, you don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You need a parachute to go skydiving twice.